Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for another very special podcast here on a Monday. We're getting ready to speak with Paul and his daughter, Kathleen, about some amazing father-daughter trips over the year. You're going to love this show. So stand by for that. First, a quick word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at TheRunningBuddy.com. Planning a trip to the happiest place on earth? Share your love for your favorite mouse with the Running Buddy's new Disney Luxe Travel Collection. They offer a variety of products like Mickey and Minnie Mouse backpacks, purses, magnetic hands-free buddy pouches for your running, and more. You even get a free Disney pin with each purchase. Also, as a special gift for the Be Our Guest podcast listeners, use the code BEOURGUEST for 10% off at checkout. Check them out today over at TheRunningBuddy.com. Save time and money on your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal vacation with our friends over at TouringPlans.com, the official website for the unofficial guide to Walt Disney World. They have the trip planning tools to show you the least crowded park to visit every day, customized touring plans for visiting Disney's best rides, honest restaurant reviews, how to save on Disney tickets, the best hotel rooms to ask for, and so much more. For the price of a couple of Mickey pretzels, hold the cheese. You're getting 365 days of great information. Check them out today. They're over at touringplans.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1442 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Monday to you and welcome to the first Monday of February. How did that happen? We're already in February. 2019's off to a great start. We're rolling right along. And of course, it's a Monday, so we have kind of a trip report, but this is kind of a long term. We're looking at the long game today on the show, and I think you're going to really, really enjoy this one. I know I will. Being a dad with two daughters, this one hits close to home for me, so I'm very excited. So joining me today, we have two very special guests. And first of all, we have Paul coming from my favorite state down in Alabama. Paul, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Mike.
How are things in Alabama? You guys doing all right down there?
Enjoying the warm weather. It's a big whopping 40 degrees right now.
I can't. As we record, that's like tropical, considering the night we're recording.
And it's supposed to be 60 like tomorrow.
Yeah, the wind chill here the day we're recording was negative 28 in St. Louis. And yesterday or Sunday this weekend, as we're looking ahead as we record, it's supposed to be 62. So I'll be running in shorts. So you just, the Midwest, you got to love it because it changes every 10 minutes. It's crazy.
Exactly right. Well, that's Alabama too.
Yeah, it's true. Absolutely. I remember Huntsville. All right. Also joining us, we have a very special guest from North Carolina. Kathleen's joining us. Kathleen, how you doing today?
I am doing pretty well.
Glad to have you on the show. I know you've never listened to the podcast yet, but you're being a trooper here and coming on the show. And because we have a very special reason. Today, instead of giving you a typical trip report like we do on Mondays, we're going to go, like I said, kind of the long game and talk about Paul and Kathleen's very special times they've had at the Disney destinations over the years. Because they've taken many father-daughter trips, which I've done with Paige over the years. Still looking to with Mallory. It's really hard with her competitive schedules right now, but we're going to get down there and start building this tradition up as well. And I just think it's fun to see, how the dynamics of families work out when the Disney destinations are where we create some of the most special memories in our lives. So let me start off with Paul. And Paul, you reached out to me, you listened to the show, and you pitched this idea and I loved it. So you guys are DVC members, obviously, so you're in it for the long haul. But kind of give us some background on your love for Disney within your family and why you go to the Disney destination so often.
Okay, so it started with Wonderful World of Disney, or the Wonderful Color World of Disney, whatever the show was back in the 60s, watching on Sunday night, Uncle Walt, and seeing the specials about Disneyland. And I was growing up in Virginia. And I knew we were never going to get to California. And so I just had to live vicariously through the TV. And then when they opened Walt Disney World, I don't think we went the first year. I don't know if it was maybe was the summer of 72 or 73. We went to Disney World for the first time when I was like 12. And I was just mesmerized and been going back, you know, off and on ever since.
That seems so cool, though, to have that legacy with Walt Disney World that you've been, you know, it's been a part of your life for your entire, you know, for as long as it's been in existence. And, you know, I think that a lot of us, you know, like I caught it a little bit late. I didn't start going until I was in college, other than that one half day with my family when I was in middle school. But it just seems like, you know, you saw it on TV and it was like a dream to get there. Of course, that was Disneyland, but Walt Disney World's kind of a same thing on a bigger scale. So when you go back, I'm sure that every time you visit time and time again, you just go back to those previous trips and say, oh, I remember back in the 70s when I did this. And I'm sure that it's amazing to see how the place has changed over the years for you.
Yeah, the biggest one that I just miss the most is 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
I, you know what? I remember doing that one time a long time ago. But, you know, I don't know if I would do that anymore. I think I'd be a little claustrophobic now that I'm 6'3". And I ride airplanes now. I didn't ride airplanes forever, but now I love them. So maybe I would. I don't know. You're right. That was definitely an immersive experience.
Yeah, that. So, but yeah, just the changes, you know, pre-Epcot. And, you know, so I've been back, you know, after Epcot opened, and then when Hollywood Studios and MGM opened, and then when Animal Kingdom opened. So we keep going back and just seeing how things keep changing and how they keep staying the same, but how they, you know, are yet updated over the years.
Very nice. Now, Kathleen, let me get you in here too, because, you know, your dad has this, he has this history with Disney and Walt Disney World. What about you? What's your story? Are you as, if you had to put yourself on a scale, are you as fanatical about the Disney destinations as your dad, or is this something you do because you're a good daughter, but you've grown to love it? What's your story?
I would say I'm probably not to the level of my father, just based off the fact that I listen to the podcast only on our drives down because he forces me to sometimes.
That's my wife.
but I go with open heart. Like I'm totally there. We go hardcore when we are there. And I will say, you know, having a baby now makes me very tired at night, so I try very hard to go out for the long haul, but I'm totally into it just like he is.
So let me ask you this, Kathleen. As far as looking back over the years, you've gone, you know, on multiple trips, father-daughter trips. Today we want to kind of share some of those very special milestones in your life and some of those memories. So when you think about previous trips that you've gone on with your dad, like what stands out to you that our audience would, you know, find really interesting?
Well, the father-daughter trips truly started for my sweet 16 birthday. So asking what I wanted to do for my sweet 16, and the thing was saying, you know, I want to go to Disney World with Dad. So that was, I think, probably all in all the most memorable because we didn't know it was going to turn into this. And then, you know, that's kind of that standpoint going into any young person's life is that 16th birthday. So that was one of the most memorable just off of that kind of time in life. But I think some of the best ones that we've done would be when we went down for the very first 24 hour that the Magic Kingdom was open. And we did that as well as just some of the different tours that we've been able to do. Because one of the things that we've really tried to do is something new and something different that we haven't been able to do before. So we did the Segway tour at Fort Wilderness, which was really cool because that's not something that most people typically do in general. And then also the Keys to the Kingdom tour, if I remember if that's the right tour. It's just kind of being able to see a little bit more of the Disney side and kind of get more of that history in the background than just going to the parks.
No, I agree. I think that's what you have to do. If you go down to Walt Disney World time and time again, it's almost a necessity to seek out things you haven't done before. And the tours are a great place to get that because you get to go behind the scenes, backstage, utilidors, you know, the roundhouse for the trains, you know, and that kind of stuff is just incredible. Now, I want to ask you more about that, but let me hop back over to Paul because as a dad, you know, and again, I have one in college getting ready to graduate college. I don't know how that's happening because, again, I'm only 22. So I don't know how she's getting out of college already. And then I have one that's 11 that thinks she's 22 like the other one. But I'm telling you, if either one of my kids came to me on their 16th birthday and said, what I want for my sweet 16 is to go to Walt Disney World with you, man, as a dad, my heart would melt. Paige wanted a car, you know, so we got her a used car. But I mean, I wish that would have happened. So, Paul, tell me that story from your perspective when this tradition started.
Okay, well, as she said, you know, that's what I don't quite remember all the details, but I remember that one thing she wanted to do is to go see La Nuba. So for her 16th birthday, we went down, we went to see La Nuba. We stayed at Saratoga Springs, and I'd told them that we were coming down for her 16th birthday. And I don't know if it was when we checked in or if it was later during the stay, but they had a balloon in the room, had a card, I think, was it from Sleeping Beauty?
Yeah, I think
Snow White. Maybe it was probably Snow White. And it was just like, you know, Kathleen, happy sweet 16, hugs and kisses. And, you know, just that little thing, you know, to go along with that. I mean, just kind of like Disney magic. And it was kind of the funny story about when we went on the Keys of the Kingdom tour. You know, they ask you trivia questions. And, you know, I've been following another podcast, a guy who wrote a couple of trivia books, you know, you may have heard of him, Lou Montello.
Yeah, I've heard of him once or twice.
I'd read his books. And so my daughter and I, we were pretty smart on trivia. And so they're asking all these trivia questions and we're answering every question. And they're like giving us stickers. And we're like going, we don't need any more stickers. So, no, here, have these stickers. And then we started feeling self-conscious because nobody else was answering anything. And so we quit answering. And nobody else would answer. We're like, darn it, if you're not going to answer it, I'm going to answer it. So we pretty much answered every question the tour guide asked.
Oh, you're probably a tour guide's dream, though, because you don't want to, you know, the worst thing if you're leading a group through an experience, the worst thing that can happen is that you have no interactivity at all with anybody. So at least you were there to kind of help them out, kind of be their sidekick there.
Yeah. So, you know, so we've enjoyed, we've stayed at all different DVC resorts. I think we've stayed Saratoga Springs, Old Key West, Bay Lake Tower,
Wilderness Lodge,
Animal Kingdom. We went for her graduation, high school graduation. We took several of her friends down and her brother and her cousin, and we stayed at Animal Kingdom Lodge. And trying to think of some of the other things that we did Mickey's Not So Scary Party 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
So every time we've always tried to do something a little bit different. And usually our trips are only for, you know, like a long weekend.
Yeah.
So
Kathleen, let me ask you this. So you got to go down, you know, you said for 16th birthday, then graduation, you got to take some friends and family members. That seems like that would be a really great trip and a great opportunity because, you know, Walt Disney World's fun with, you know, just a couple people. But when you get to bring friends, I'm sure that was an epic vacation in itself.
Yeah, it definitely was. Although at a certain point, too, it does get a little more hairy and you're so used to being able to do something with just a couple of people that when you start running around and trying to think about six other people and making sure you can all get to the same place, it kind of becomes a little too stressful. You're like, I'm really fine with it just being us two. That's definitely true. We went the summer for my husband and I's first wedding anniversary. I kind of forced him to go with us. He's not on the train of our level. And we definitely said that was never going to happen again.
Well, you forced him to go and he didn't? Like, he wasn't bitten by the bug?
No. He's not a crowd person. He likes the crazy roller coasters. And it's just, he does it just to appease me. So I thank him for that. But we're not going to really try to take him again. We took him over Christmas because it was the grandson's first trip to Disney. So that way we could get in our annual father-daughter trip as well. And we left him in the room a lot with the baby.
Oof. So did you go the week? So you went the time after Christmas before New Year's?
This previous one is we went over Christmas, directly over Christmas. Oof. So Dad and I opened the park at 6 a.m. on Christmas Day.
I like you guys. I don't know why. Yeah, I think you would have to be a big Disney fan to go for that plan. I would say you have to be drinking the Kool-Aid. So Paul, what do you remember from that trip? I mean, it sounds like he gave it a shot. I mean, you got to give it a shot, but I mean that is for the hardcore. It sounds like.
Well, that was only a month ago that we were there. So that was the trip with our new grandson who turned 6 months old, and so he was in the room with Grandma and Dad, and so it's not too bad on Christmas morning. Because the park's pretty empty, really, once you get inside, until about 9 o'clock when the hordes of people are descending.
Mm-hmm. And that's when we're leaving.
That's a good idea. We were leaving.
And we rode It's a Small World, and we were the only two people in like four boats.
Oh my gosh.
And so we were singing as loud as we could. It's a Small World. And they were like, you know, nobody's around us, so we were just singing as loud as we could.
Now, I always ask this of everybody that's there on Christmas morning. Did you find anybody, and I doubt this happens anymore, but I think it used to, did you find anybody that was like lining up to see the Christmas parade that's on TV?
No.
That'd be sad. That would be so sad because that thing's recorded back in November. I've always wondered that. I'd be like, oh, that'd be so, it'd break my heart to see somebody expecting it.
There were several cast members, though, who were like, yeah, we got off at 2 o'clock in the morning and we're back here at 6 in the morning.
Oh, my goodness.
I was like going, oh, bless you.
Yeah.
I would think it'd definitely be hard to be, it'd be pretty hard to be magical at that point.
They were still smiling.
Yeah, I guess. So let me ask you this, Kathleen, about all these trips. So you've gone to these great DVC resorts. You guys are DVC, obviously. What's your favorite? If you your dad calls you up and says, hey, we're going on a father-daughter trip for, you know, spring break. We're going to go down here in a month or two. Which would you pick if, like, you know, points weren't a factor, money wasn't a factor? Which one tickles your fancy the most?
Out of the ones that I... So Wilderness Lodge is most definitely our favorite, I think, out of just, I don't know, the more normal ones. But I would definitely have to say, to be able to try, it would be the Treehouse Villas. So my dad has been able to stay there on another trip with some of our family friends, and he just raves about it all the time. So that's definitely one that I would want to try out, I think. And he did it when it first came out, so it wasn't super crazy for points or money even. And now it's kind of skyrocketed. So I don't think that it'd have to be a very special trip to be able to get in there. So I definitely think that would be the one to try out.
Yeah, I've stayed at the Treehouse Villas for a couple nights just because Pam, my co-host, is a DVC member. And we had like 80 listeners in a 3-bedroom, which was totally against the rules, but we didn't think anybody was coming, and everybody kept coming. It was like a house party in high school. We thought for sure we were going to jail or something was going to happen bad. Just people, it was crazy. I still don't know how we got away with that. For the folks that were there, yes, it was a good day. We broadcasted live from the living room of one of the tree houses. So, Paul, you enjoy those. I do too, but I mean, I think there's a lot of pros and cons with those that, you know, Disney transportation's not great to the tree houses, but I mean, honestly, the 3-bedroom's bigger than the house we live in right now. We don't have a very big house, and it was plush. I loved it there.
Yeah, I kept going, I would love to have this. I need the design for this.
Yes.
It's like a super, super great yurt is really what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was awesome. And plus, I mean, you're right there on Saratoga Springs ground, and, you know, you got the river right there, the Sessagula, and you got the golf course right across the way. I mean, it was gorgeous. I loved it there.
Yeah, you definitely want to have a car, though.
Yes. Yes. And you're not getting, and the other thing was, you know, some people are like, well, what's the swimming pool like? And basically for the tree houses, if you don't want to have to walk over to Saratoga proper, it's a rectangle. You know, it's like a swimming pool in your community in the 1970s. There was no theming to it at all.
It's not your backyard.
No, exactly. So how about some more memories from the years, you know, you guys took these trips? I love hearing like things that still stick out from years gone by. So Paul, take us down, you know, what are some of the very special times you've had during these trips?
Well, Kathleen kind of already, probably one of the big ones is the Segway tour. That was just a lot of fun. Because you kind of go all around Fort Wilderness, and you know, you try not to fall off and hurt yourself. But I guess maybe, well, probably one that was really enjoyable is after she graduated from college. She was getting married. So she graduated from college in May. Was getting married the end of June. And so she went from graduation. She and I flew to, she graduated from college in Iowa. We flew to Orlando, and we spent a week in Orlando, she and I. Her mom and her fiance went to Massachusetts where the wedding was going to be. And we spent a week going to the park. And we, so father-daughter before her wedding.
Man, that's awesome. Because that's the best time, I guess. Yeah, we're not there yet. I've always worried about that when, you know, Paige and Mallory get ready to get married. I'll be a blubbering mess. I don't have to think about that yet. But yeah, that'd be a special time to get to spend, you know, that one last that last hurrah there. So, what do you remember from that, Kathleen? What made that trip so special?
So I think what was probably the funniest portion that makes it special is we went to Harry Potter World first before going to Disney. And after we went to Universal and everything, and we did all that stuff, and we went to Disney, we just walk into Disney, either the hotel or Magic Kingdom, and we're like, yes, this is our place. Like, yes. Just reiterating the fact that we're not really like the other parks. They're cool. I mean, it's great theming, but you just kind of have that sense of home when you walk into Disney and you get to see that castle. So I thought that was really cool, kind of just in that aspect of, you know, we've been so many times at that point that, you know, it's always the chance that something's going to get dull or whatever. And we really just kind of walked in and we're like, nope, we're Disney people and we're totally fine being Disney people.
I totally get it because we did some training down there this past April and I was, air quotes, forced to go to Universal because we had training, we had to do that, you know, stuff over at Universal. And I liked it, don't get me wrong. I had a good time. It was fun. And I love Cabana Bay, the resort we stayed in. It was really up my alley. I love like 70s, 80s stuff. But the thing was, it was exactly the same. When I got back to Walt Disney World and, you know, passed under the gates and walked into the Magic Kingdom, I was just like, okay, everything's good. You know, I've survived. I'm back where I'm supposed to be. Not that anything was wrong with Universal, but it's right. It was home. I mean, that's exactly what it was. So, Paul, did you feel the same? I mean, Universal's kind of a nice diversion. It's a lot of fun, but Walt Disney World's your place.
Yeah, I think actually it was like when we drove under the gate, you know, and we came in off of I-4. It was kind of like, oh, we're home.
You start seeing the purple road signs. Like, okay, everything's good.
Yep. We know where we're going. Like, we could get around without a map.
Yes, yes.
Universal, it's just like, I don't know. How do I get out of this place? And you're standing right by the gate. And you're just like, oh, I don't understand.
But in a way, it was kind of fun being over at Universal because everything was new. So I kind of, for a while, you know, I was only there for 2 days. But I thrived on the fact that I could actually enjoy almost getting lost because I can't do that at Walt Disney World at this point.
You can hear our grandson.
Yes, he's chiming in on the podcast today. All right, so let's kind of you know, start to wrap things up here with you know, tips for folks that are thinking about doing, you know, starting a tradition like this, father-daughter trips, you know, even mother-son trips. How do you guys go about planning? Is this something you start planning the next one when you get back from the recent trip, or how does that go?
I guess I'm really kind of the planner.
Yeah, he sends me a lot of emails and says, hey, how does this look? Look at this menu. And I'm like, that sounds cool. Let's go.
Yeah, and she's like, as long as you're paying, no problem.
That'd be my girls, too. As long as dad's paying, everything's good. That's awesome.
Very much.
So do you, Paul, pass on the plans like via text or email? Or you guys call each other and talk about it?
Yeah, I pretty much do all the planning. I say, this is what I'm planning to do. I use Turing plans, Bing. And I, you know, plan everything out, and we're like, this is what we've got it, what we're doing at this time, and everything.
And we typically do start thinking about it within our next trip is going to be when we're on our previous one. So I know our last one, I don't know if we'd started planning it yet or what, because I think it was more so I told him that, you know, I was expecting, and he was like, well, you're due in June, July timeframe. Like, when are we going to do our father-daughter trip? I'm like, we're going over Christmas. Duh, we're bringing the baby. Like, what are you, you're not getting off the hook just because there's a wee one. I don't understand. Yes. Like, we're still going to this.
I like the way you think, Paul. That's exactly how I do it. It's exactly what I'd say. Mallory, when was you 6 months old?
Well, Kathleen, I think how old she was 6 months when we first went.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just tradition even more at this point.
Maybe she was 8 months old when she went first time. So
yeah, start them young get them accustomed to the parks.
Yeah, so my wife just reminded me that our next father-daughter trip that we're taking along Grandma to is we're going to Paris Disneyland next summer.
Oh, wow. There's a nice
adventure. Like this summer, because it's now the new year.
Yeah, it's true. So like in 6 months.
So what are you looking forward to the most about going over to Paris?
In France.
I know. I'm like, I've just never been there. So
true that.
We decided that we're gonna go to Europe. My husband's deploying soon, so we're taking the time to do our own traveling, and decided that we still have to get that Disney trip in. I'm like, let's go to Paris Disneyland, and we'll just do it all together. So.
Oh, man. We'll have to talk when you guys get back from that one, because I'd love to hear about it.
Definitely.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up right here. And I got Paul, Kathleen, I appreciate you guys taking some time to come on the show. And thanks for sharing your memories with us today.
Of course.
And we thank Devereaux for sharing his memories with us also.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
All right. Thanks again, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. Of course.
All right, that's going to do it for today's show. Again, I apologize for some of the audio quality on today's show. I know the baby was trying to get in on the podcast, so thanks for hanging in with us with that. I tried to get out as much as I could there for you, and again, we will clean that up and not have that on Wednesday or Friday show. But we had a great message, great father-daughter trip. I really appreciated having Paul and Kathleen on the show to share their memories, so thanks for sticking with us through today's show. And don't forget, today's show brought to you by TheRunningBuddy.com. They have a great Disney collection of backpacks, purses, and the best running pouch for my running friends out there. I've used it for 6 years. It's awesome. So check out all the great details over at TheRunningBuddy.com. And remember, put in Be Our Guest at checkout for 10% off and a free Disney pin. Also, check out our friends over at TouringPlans.com to steer clear of lines and see the most amount of attractions on your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal vacation. Check them out today over at TouringPlans.com. And thanks to everybody for continuing to support the show with our Amazon affiliate link. Anytime you do that shopping on Amazon, please click through BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike and at BeOurGuestPod. And we've got a great Facebook page at Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, we're going to be back again on Wednesday with Pam and Ricky answering your listener questions. And don't forget, we need you to help us out. Valentine's is coming up very, very quickly. We need your submissions for the 2019 Is This Romantic Show. So go on Twitter or drop by the Facebook group. And if you're on Twitter, just put hashtag Is This Romantic with the situation down at Walt Disney World. And we will use your suggestion on the show to give you our judgment on whether something is romantic or not. It's your Disney destination. So hashtag Is This Romantic. Let us know on the social media and we'll get to that for Valentine's Day. All right. So for Paul and Kathleen, I'm Mike. Wishing you a great Monday. Time to head back to work and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.